Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
So this whole hearing that's going on right now on Capitol Hill is because Hunter said that he wanted to show up and tell the truth. What do you have to be afraid of? He says, let's show the American people the truth. Let's have the hearing. I'll show up. So then they scheduled a hearing. And guess what happens? The coward did not show up. Where's Hunter? He's nowhere to be found. Now, I'm just kind of curious on how the left is going to spin the very fact that Hunter Biden refused to show up to this hearing. Now, I was talking to my producer earlier, and I said, let's just pretend we're in the control room, right? We're in the control room. We need to figure out how to spin this, how to combat it. There's actually been TV shows that work with politicians on how to push a certain narrative. And you know that's exactly what they're doing right now with the Hunter Biden not showing up to the hearing. My question is, where is he? And again, like I just mentioned, how are they going to spin this? Are they in the back room saying, okay, well, we have to make, can we say that he's sick? No, we can't say that he's sick because then people might say that he's on drugs and he couldn't show up. He needed to take a drug test. Okay, we can't use that. Can we say that there was an emergency came up and he had to go see daddy? Well, then we have to make it an emergency. Then we have to get daddy to go along with it, which probably won't be a problem, but then it's going to bring other questions about what's the emergency? Is it a national emergency? Is it a family crisis? What's going on? What prevented Hunter Biden from showing up to the hearings that he kept screaming about? Let's do it. Let's show the American people. Remember, he kept saying it. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Well, I do have some of this hearing that I do want to share with you. And it is pretty interesting to see all this unfold. And Hunter Biden, being who he is, to me, is just a total weasel, total snake, not showing up. And of course, he doesn't really have to when it comes to the Democrats. Wait a minute, Shannon, didn't they just put someone in jail for not showing up to Congress?
Yeah, Peter Navarro just went to jail yesterday.
Yeah, right? Peter Navarro, they just went to jail for doing what Hunter Biden just did. So if they do not put Hunter Biden in jail for what Peter Navarro just went to jail for, then Peter Navarro needs to be released immediately. He needs to be released immediately. Or either go ahead and put Hunter Biden in jail. One or the other. One of them has to happen. If there's going to be equal justice under the law, Hunter Biden needs to go to jail. But I wonder if Joe Biden flew Hunter Biden off somewhere and say, and just have it say, we don't know where he is.
I doubt it. He's just,
we don't know where he is.
He's just somewhere.
I mean, we know that he's somewhere, but what's the possibility that Joe Biden says, look, just get on a plane. I won't know where you are. And we'll wait until all this blows over.
I mean, that just makes you look guilty.
You're going to stay until the end.
Don't you think that would make him look guiltier?
Well,
I mean, he kind of looks guilty.
They don't even need to do that to say he's guilty. We already know that he's guilty.
He couldn't face his accusers today.
No, he can't.
So who did the bidding for him today? Your typical, you know, people, Raskin, Goldman, AOC. I mean, all these liberals got up there and did their normal little smoke and mirrors. It was
so
ridiculous.
Same Democrats show up as lawyers, defense lawyers for the criminal.
I can't even stand the public hearings anymore.
Yeah, I mean, really. You can't. I mean, I find them interesting. I find them interesting because you get to see Republicans and Democrats go up there and the Democrats are blatantly lying. Yeah. And when they get caught out on the lies, it's kind of interesting to me. So before we get to some of the hearing, let me share this with you. This was who was this walking through the hallways?
Jared Mikowicz.
Mm-hmm. He's a Democrat walking through the halls. Go ahead and split screen for me. And he has on a mask, a Putin mask. Watch.
Congressman, can you explain what you're wearing?
I just came to thank James Comer for taking all of our intelligence and using it in the committee. Maybe he can come see the technology in our grocery stores. Thank you.
Congressman, I think his behavior is kind of immature.
Good eye.
I mean, how childish is that?
It's kind of childish.
He said maybe they come look at the technology in our grocery stores. And I think he's referring to Tucker. With Tucker going overseas, just looking at the technology, looking at the grocery stores, how much better it is there and the prices for everything. I mean, these people are hypocrites.
You know what? They're such children. And you know what? Their rhetoric versus the Republican rhetoric, it stands out how childish they are.
Yes.
Like that. Completely ridiculous.
You know, I've said this multiple times, and you may not remember, but I always said that they act like little children.
They do.
Little tyrant children. And when they don't get their way, they call for violence. You know, kids kick and scream, and they throw stuff around the room and stuff like that. As an adult, you got to get that butt. But Democrats, they didn't get that butt whipping when they were younger, so they actually encourage people today to go out in the streets and riot. I mean, that's what they do. Well, here's another.
Even when they do their little 5-minute thing that they get, their voices get elevated, and they almost get excited, like, I got this gotcha moment, right? Instead of just trying to get down to the truth, like, okay, let's see if Biden really did do this.
Yeah.
They come up with all this other crap.
Well, you know what? You just said it. The gotcha moment. Well, look at this video. Here's AOC thinking she got the gotcha moment, and she got got. She's dumber than a bag of rocks.
York.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Bobulinski, I heard your opening statement. It's submitted to the record, part of our proceedings. I have a quick question. Simple. Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar.
Oh, that's the guy in the back.
He's all laughing.
He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, he is. I know.
He's a good buddy of mine. He's sitting there laughing. Now, he was just in the hospital recovery from a leg injury, and now he's back in these hearings. Oh, it's pretty awesome. Let's go back to it. Listen to this. Watch this.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
crime? It's a category of crimes that you're then charged under.
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Statute. Sir, please
name. Want me to name the exact statute,
sir,
under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
lawyers. All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers time. That
I
went
reclaim
to law
my
school.
Time. I
I'll
reclaim
leave it
my
up
time.
To you guys
okay,
to
thank
define
you,
the
sir.
Statute
I reclaim my time.
RICO.
Clearly.
I mean, but seriously, if you're getting charged with RICO, you're in trouble. It's a crime. It's still a crime.
There's
a whole bunch of things that follow with it, but she's such an idiot.
She's such an idiot. And, you know, he called her on
he
it, too,
called her out
she's
on
like,
it.
Oh, what crime? He said RICO. I bet somebody in her ears like, oh, RICO's a category. So she's like, oh, RICO's a category.
Yeah, RICO's a category. Yeah, but, hey, you don't get charged with RICO unless you committed a crime.
Right. It's a category of a crime.
Exactly. It is a category of a crime. Well, let's go to someone who doesn't spin the truth. Let's go to someone who actually brings facts. And of course, the Democrats They can't hear any of this. This is during the time they get up and go, well, I got to use the restroom, or I need some more coffee, or I need to go make a personal phone call, or something important came up, when they hear someone like Byron Donalds. Listen.
To the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road. On August 3rd, they actually stipulate through WhatsApp text messages the exact stipulations of the deal. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record a portion of the bank statement for the time period August 3rd of 2017 to August 31, 2017, stipulating $100,000 going from CEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco PC.
Without objection, so ordered.
On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III. Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate. That money comes from the Northern International Capital a bank account that is tied to the CCP. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record the bank statement demonstrating that transfer.
Without objection, so ordered.
Okay, moving on. On August 8th, the same time period, there is a wire transfer of $400,000 to Owasco PC from the Hudson West III bank account. That $400,000, Mr. Chairman, I have the transfer records in the bank accounts from the August time period. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Now, here's where the fun stuff comes in, everybody, and I got a minute to do it, so we're going to get this done.
And you know what? Byron Donalds used to be a banker. So he knows all this. Look, I don't know if y'all can see it, but look at the expression on his face right now. He's like, this is the dirt. He got all the dirt on the Biden crime family, and all of the Democrats are trying to act like no foul, no play. There's nothing done wrong here. And they still look at President Trump, talking about President Trump was impeached twice. And they keep trying to say that there was factual information with President Trump. There was no factual information. It was hearsay information. And they were only able to successfully impeach President Trump in the House because they had the votes once again. But let's get back to Mr. Donalds here.
On August 14th. There is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. I have the records here, Mr. Chairman, of the $150,000 that has gone to Lion Hall Group from Owasco PC. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection, it's ordered.
On August 28th, and I believe we have a screenshot for everybody in the room. On August 28th, Mr. Chairman, we have the withdrawal ticket from Lion Hall Group that is signed by Sarah Biden, who is the wife of Jim Biden, for $50,000 to withdraw from Lion Hall Group. I want to submit that withdrawal receipt for the record.
Without objection, to ordered.
On September 3rd, on August 28th, actually, Mr. Chairman, we have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. I want to submit
without
that.
Without objection,
the
to ordered.
Last document. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for. I want to submit that for the record, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection, so ordered.
To the members of the committee, it is clear that the source of this money came from CEFC. And that CEFC is a company that is directly linked to the CCP and actually the chairman of the CCP, the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, Chairman Xi Jinping. With that, I yield.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, if you are watching this right now, please leave me a comment. Leave me a comment. We're live right now. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Leave me a comment. I always go through the comments when I'm playing a video or going through the break. I always check out those comments. So I really do appreciate it when you do. Also, let's get right back to some of this hearing. Now, I want to share some of the video where Bob Alinsky first came out when he started talking. And again, this is such a moment in time.
Where's Hunter?
Where is Hunter? Go ahead and split screen it. Bob Alinsky first calls it out, and it is beautiful the way it plays out. Watch this.
I now recognize Mr. Bob Alinsky for his opening statement.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, it doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski.
Thank you, Mr.
So again, what happens when you don't show up for the hearing? Don't they send people to jail for that? Seems like they just sent someone to jail for this very thing. So does Hunter get a pass? I know, I digress. Let's go.
Chairman, ranking members and members of Congress, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you and present my truthful testimony to the American people. I sit here today under oath for one reason and one reason only. The American people deserve to hear the truth. Though the truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant, the American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation. A false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption. His brother, Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath. And his son, Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing two indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings. I am the only Biden family business partner with an impeccable military record. I'm grateful that this country has given me the freedom to be successful. I worked hard to become independently wealthy. I've taken several businesses public, sold multiple businesses to some of the world's best private equity firms. In fact, my business success is why they sought me out. However, what they have done is repugnant to me. I am here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse.
You know what? That is so true. They continue to lie. You know why they lie? Because the truth is not in them. And what does the Bible tell us when the truth is not in them? They are of their father, Satan. That's who the Democrats are. If these people blatantly lie. Now, this next clip I have for you, that was part of Bob Alinsky's opening statement. He actually calls out Ratskin and Goldman for them coming into the hearing and blatantly lying. And then afterwards, he says that they're going to run to the cameras and go lie to the American people there as well. Ratskin gets on fire about it. He gets upset. It gets under his skin. It gets under his skin. Watch this, everybody. This happened today.
Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name
Mr. and Chairman, state
the cold hard facts
Mr. Chairman,
in an attempt to save his powerfully connected client what? And his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
Now watch this, because he just called out Ratskin for the lies that he tells in this hearing, and then he's going to run out to the camera. They do that every single time. They run out to the camera to try to get ahead of the people actually hearing the truth. They do it every time. Ratskin, he says something because he's the minority leader in this committee. So he's speaking up, trying to defend him and the other one that lies constantly, Goldman. And they do it every time. Every single time. Watch.
Proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the
okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah.
Thank you. Someone finally said that. It's my time. I'm sorry, I had to stop it. Go.
Please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
So obviously what's happening here is that Ratskin is upset that he got called out for being a liar. He got called out for being a liar. Now, here's a response.
There's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
So don't make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think Mr. Raskin, used.
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate.
Okay, so that. I wish, he didn't come back and say, I want to restate and make sure that everyone knows that Ratskin and Goldman, they're nothing but liars. He gets to say this. And what he was referring to when they said, my time, I wish someone would go and tell them that they're not kings and queens. And that the time that you have, we grant this time to you. We, the people, grant this time to you. Am I wrong in thinking that? Y'all let me know in the comments. We'll know you're wrong. We the people don't grant them the time. They have the time that they have over us. Y'all let me know in the comments. But see, I wish someone would come and repeat that to them. You're not kings and queens. The time that you have was granted by us, we the people.
To make sure the American people hear all these facts. Abby Lowell weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name and misstate the cold hard facts in an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies.
None of them will ever do that. That's the reason why the seat for Hunter Biden is empty. The seat next to him is for Hunter Biden to occupy. And Hunter Biden,
where's Hunter?
Total coward, can't even show up. And he was puffing his chest out there. You remember he had the little press conference instead of him going into the deposition and behind closed doors and having the conversation with them. He went out to the press conference, puffing his chest, and Eric Swalwell set it up for him. Go right here. This is where it's going to be. Puffing his chest, saying, what are they afraid of? Let's have the hearing. Where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
Nowhere to be found. Now, the other gentleman that was working with the Biden crime family, he's in prison. He's in prison for corruption. And this is the type of people that Hunter Biden had in his circle. Except for Hunter Biden, he gets to walk free. Split screen it. But this young man, he goes to prison. And in his opening statement, he admits that he did wrong. And he's serving time for what he did. And he shouldn't have never done it in the first place. But what they're doing to him is horrible. It's absolutely horrible. These evil Democrats, they give more. They act like illegals that are killing Americans are more human than someone like this because he's ratting on Joe Biden. Let that sink in.
Our goal, that is Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and me, was to make billions, not millions. The entire value add of Hunter Biden to our business was his family name and his access to his father, Vice President Joe Biden. In 2014, we believed that the Burden Enterprise would be significantly enhanced by forming a partnership with Harvest Fund Management, a $300 billion Chinese financial service company closely connected to the Chinese Communist Party. This effort was led by Hunter Biden's contact with Henry Zhao, the Harvest chairman. Mr. Zhao was interested in this partnership because of the game-changing value add of the Biden family, including Joe Biden, who was to be a member of the Burnham Harvest team post-vice presidency. My lawyers provided the committee a draft of an email dated August 23rd, 2014, drafted for Hunter Biden that reflects this understanding. It states, and I quote, "Michael, please also remind Henry Zhao of our conversation about a board seat for a certain relation of mine. Devin and I golfed with that relation earlier this week, and we discussed this very idea. And as always, he remains very, very keen on the opportunity," end quote. I'm certain that this phrase, "a certain relation of mine," refers to Vice President Biden. Devin told me about this golf course conversation shortly after it happened. Ultimately, this paragraph was deleted from the final version, with Hunter following our general rule of thumb on business deals: say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Further to that, I recall being with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer at the Peninsula Bar in New York, where Hunter took a call from his father and told him things were going well with Henry Zhao and Harvest, and that he might need a little help getting across the finish line. It was not the only time I heard Hunter speak with his father for business reasons. I was present when Hunter called his father on May 4th, 2014 on a cell phone, put it on speaker mode to have him say hello to Yelena Batarina, a Russian oligarch and an investor in Rosemont Projects, and her husband, Yuri Luzko, the former mayor of Moscow. Devin Archer was also there. Hunter said, "Well, I'm here with our friends. I told you we're coming to town, and we wanted to say hello." The vice president said hello, some pleasantries, and they hope he had safe travels, and then said, quote, "Okay, you be good to my boy." Hunter responded by saying, "Everything is good, and we are moving ahead." The vice president said something about, quote, "being helpful," and Hunter ended the call by saying he was going to call his father later.
So he's spilling the beans that Joe Biden was in on these deals constantly. He's spilling the beans on them. Yes, Joe Biden was on the phone call. Joe Biden even showed up. At times, Joe Biden was in 45 minutes, probably 45 plus minute meetings with all of this criminal activity taking place. And not a single Democrat will acknowledge the corruption that is happening. Demons will protect demons. I say it all the time.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, "Well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better."
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Okay, we are back. So the gentleman that you were listening to with is kind of echoey because he's in a prison. And it's echoey there because he's in, there's no pictures, there's no carpet, it's just brick and concrete. He's the guy that used was working with the Biden crime family that they found out to put him in jail for other things that he was, criminal activity that he was in as well. His name is Jason.
Yeah, Jason Galanis.
Yeah, his name is Jason Galanis.
G-A-L-A-N-I-S. He was a Hunter Biden associate.
Yeah, so when they, he got this, so he got subpoenaed, right?
Correct.
And he was getting ready to be on house arrest. So he could have done this from his home, to my understanding, because he was going to be on house arrest for the remaining of his time.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he got subpoenaed, guess what happened? They rejected his request for a home arrest.
Correct.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And what happens to him,
in
the
jail.
Demon crash don't care. And this was a prison guard that was doing this to him. And the Democrats, again, don't care. Why? Because they embrace this type of lifestyle. Listen to what he says.
The DOJ has retaliated against me and vigorously objected to my being placed in home confinement pursuant to the CARES Act. I applied for home confinement on February 4th, 2023, and I was approved on June 9th. On June 12th, this committee issued a subpoena for Devin Archer, and the BOP reversed my approval on June 13th, with the SDNY prosecutor strongly objecting to my release. I've been appealing this reversal, and with each stage, the BOP reason for my denial has changed. During this period, the period beginning in January 2023, I was sexually assaulted by a member of the prison staff at FPC Pensacola. He persisted in sexually harassing me for many months thereafter. I had hoped to receive home confinement, which removed me from danger.
Let me stop it real quick. Y'all, I mean, I don't know how well you can hear this, but he said he was sexually assaulted by one of the correctional officers. And you can tell he's trying not to cry. This is a grown man having to just, like, it's cold, it's probably, like, you know, there's no warmth or nothing in that prison where he's in, and he's having to explain that he's been sexually assaulted by one of the prison guards. And none of the Democrats care because they like that type of lifestyle. Women get raped by illegals, the Democrats have nothing to say about it. A grown man getting raped by a correctional officer, and the Democrats have nothing to say about it. Why? Because they like that type of activity. Sexual assault, they're all about it. A grown man going into a little girl's restroom, they're all about it. This is why I call them Democrats. And people get upset with me calling them Democrats when here it is. He's telling everybody what's happening to him. Why would he lie about that? I mean, there's so many other things you can lie about. But when people see him and family members see him, they're going to know that he was sexually assaulted. And the Democrats don't care. Listen.
My judgment was clouded by the shame I felt for not being able to prevent the attacks. I was well aware, as inmates, all inmates are, that the Bureau of Prisons had a horrible record on these matters. I believe my disclosure would have made things worse for me. Unfortunately, the sexual harassment continued until early August, when the prison correctional officer's comments became more threatening. I feared for my safety. I decided to seek counseling from Chaplain Dixon the next day on August 10, 2023. The chaplain was visibly upset by the events and asked to bring in Warden Salisbury, who quickly opened a PREA investigation, which is a reference to the Prison Rape Elimination Act passed by Congress. After further debriefings, I was immediately escorted to a vehicle and driven by senior staff hours to FPC Montgomery, a separate facility. I'm grateful the committee has opened up an investigation of these matters, and I appreciate Chairman Jordan and Comer and Subcommittee Chairman Bigg signing the letter. I believe I've been a victim of a pattern of retribution by the Department of Justice. I believe I'm putting myself at grave risk within the BOP for providing information on these matters concerning the president and his son.
He's putting himself at grave risk. And he knows it.
Yeah.
They have him in a control environment to where they can Epstein him if they really wanted to. Like, he came out here, he said all this. We've got to shut him up even more. Because what's happening to him, he's going to end up with a book deal.
Yeah, why would he testify if it wasn't real? Why would he put himself at risk if it wasn't true? These Democrats, or you call them Democrats, are so cruel. Right? What's happening to this guy is dehumanizing. Do they care? No, they don't care. They're listening to it like, well, you're just a bad person. You're testifying for the Republicans. Hello, Democrats. He was a business associate of Hunter Biden.
Yes. Yes.
That's why he's not the greatest person. That's why he's in jail, because he wasn't doing things correctly. And guess what? He was doing business with the Bidens and they weren't doing things right either.
Seriously, I mean, all these people that are upset with him telling the truth, they wouldn't have any issues if he was continued doing the criminal activity and they knew about it and with Hunter Biden and never got caught. They wouldn't even care. They would look the other way. But here it is, Hunter Biden's walking free.
Where's Hunter?
He's walking free. He was engaged in the same criminal activity, but Hunter Biden gets to go on lavish trips, get to smoke all the dope that he wants, puff all the cocaine in his nose that he wants, have all the connection with the prostitutes while he's sitting in jail. And then he doesn't even show up to the hearing today. And if Hunter Biden was a Republican, they would have been, and this would, the roles were reversed right now, and the Democrats had control, the majority of this right now, they would call out for his arrest immediately. Oh, imagine, now, I don't know why Comer hasn't done that.
Imagine if Trump's children didn't show up.
Oh, same thing.
I mean, because
Trump's children had to show up
chaos.
As well.
Complete chaos.
If it was another American citizen, if it was you watching right now, if you didn't show up, They will put you in jail.
I know why they're going to excuse
you. Most of you that are watching, you love America, you love freedom, you support President Trump, and that's the reason why they would put you in jail. But if you hate America, you hate Trump, and you want to destroy this country, then you don't have to show up. They won't do anything to you. Just like they never did anything to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Someone mentioned it in the comments, and I'm looking in the comments. Someone mentioned in the comments talking about they're not going to do anything. I think it was Amtrak Horn. I think mentioned that Hillary Clinton's not going to do anything.
Yeah, you they know didn't why do anything
with
Hillary Clinton,
not going to do anything with Hunter Biden.
They're not going to do anything because they're going to say, well, he already showed up for the deposition. And that's
they had
what,
all the information they needed.
Yeah. So that's he didn't say that. Have to show up for this is what they're going to say. They're going to say it wasn't necessary. It wasn't a subpoena. He already answered his subpoena. I know that's what's going to happen.
Yep. All right. When we come back, I want to share some more of this hearing with you. You know, it's interesting how they believe that Hunter Biden and Bob Zelensky, he was with Hunter, but then they're trying to talk about him being with Trump. Check this out when we.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Okay, let's get right back to it. So, like I was saying right before the break, Bob Zelensky was with Joe Biden, met Bob, Bob Zelensky, right? He met with Joe Biden and was sat down with him one time for 45 minutes discussing what they're going to do and all the deals and stuff that they're making with China, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not their focus. Their focus is that Bob Zelensky showed up to a presidential debate and a press conference where President Trump was at. So CNN shows up, MSDNC shows up. They lie all the time. Listen to this. I don't have time to play all of it, but you'll get the gist of it.
Record be very clear that in Mr. Zelensky's testimony, he has provided zero evidence. Zero evidence of any sort of link between Hunter Biden and the president as far as it relates to the business dealings. And so once again, we're back to a hearing where no evidence is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president. But I want to go back.
That's Mr. a blatant Bobolinsky. Lie.
Actually, it's my.
It is a blatant lie. It is an absolute blatant lie. And see, that's what the Democrats do. Come out every single time and they lie like they're defense lawyers for criminals. That's all that they are. Their whole purpose in Congress is to be defense lawyers for criminals.
Listen. Evidence is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president. But I want to go back.
That's
Mr.
a blatant
Bobulinski.
Lie.
Actually, it's my time, sir. Mr. Bobulinski, I want to go back to the private deposition that we had. I was one of a handful of Democrats in that private, on the record, under oath conversation we had. And during that deposition, I asked you a question of which you gave a false answer to. And I want to go back to that. I asked you specifically who got you into the presidential debate that was attended by you and others, and that, of course, was a huge moment in that campaign, and you could not recall. In fact, you said, quote, I do not recall who got me into the debate. Do you remember telling me that, sir?
You were playing semantics, trying to ask me as if somebody called me directly and gave me a ticket like
sir,
I was going to a movie.
Sir, I asked you, let me,
I
asked
told you,
I'm going to reclaim my time, sir. I'm going to reclaim my time. What I said was,
just ask me a question, Mr.
I'm reclaiming my time. Thank you, sir. What I asked you was, do you recall who actually got you into the presidential debate? You actually said, quote, I do not recall who got me into the debate. You did not remember who got you into the debate between President Biden and Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
That's not a true statement.
Sir, you quoted, I don't recall who got me into the debate. It's on page 102 of the transcript.
You did not
sir,
ask me
I
whether
you
I
that
was
question.
A guest of Mr.
Thank
Biden.
Thank you. I'll reclaim my time. I'm not asking you a question right now. Thank you very much, sir. In fact, here, as was shown by Ranking Member Raskin, we know that you were in the debate actually sitting adjacent and next to Trump officials. When we were confronted again on this same question, Mr. Bobulinski, if you were a guest of Mr. Trump's at the debate, you responded and you quoted, once the Wall Street Journal called you out, quote, is the Wall Street Journal God or something? Like you act like this is some encyclopedia of fact. And you refuse to still confirm that you were a guest of Donald Trump. So I want to ask you one more time, sir. Were you a guest of Donald Trump at the presidential debate?
Mr. Garcia, those were not the questions you asked me in my transcribed interview.
Wow.
You were trying
were you,
to ask
answer the question, sir. Were you a guest of Donald Trump?
Of Donald Trump at the gate or at the debate.
You were.
That was obvious to everyone in the world at that point.
Oh, it's interesting.
You were asking me semantic
Thank you,
questions.
Sir. So you were a guest that you answered the question, because at the time you said in the transcript under oath, I don't recall who got me into the debate. So just to be clear. So I want to keep going. So you also call yourself, you're not a political person.
Okay. So he goes on and on this way, trying to get him to say, how did you get there? And then he tells him, well, I got there on an airplane. And then he says, well, who invited you? And he says, I was working with lawyers. My lawyers, they would schedule me to be at these things. Now, I don't know exactly who my lawyers talked to. And he says that, but he's trying to act like he's getting him in the gotcha game. Like trying to, and his whole purpose of this is trying to make it look like Bobulinski is not credible in what he's saying. But Bobulinski, they've already all agreed that he was there talking to Joe Biden when Joe Biden said that he never met at all. Zero. None of them can deny that. So their whole point right now is to try to discredit him because he told everybody that he was in the meetings with Joe Biden. Let me see. I think I'm going to go ahead and skip because I know we're going to run out of time. I know there was a video with Comer where James Comer was telling him he actually introduced evidence of that transcript where Bobulinski was telling them that he did that when he did show up to the press conference and to the presidential debate with President Trump. It's already been played out. The Democrat is lying. They're straight up lying. That's all that they do every single time. Now, this one is with Goldman. Now, I'm going to have to skip through because I don't know exactly where it is. But Goldman, he gets called out again by Bobulinski, and Goldman doesn't like it. Watch.
In your business venture related to Oneida Holdings and Hunter Biden. So I want to drill down on the crux of what your testimony is. Oneida Holdings is the business venture that you are referring to, correct?
When I'm referring to what? Can you
any business you did with the Bidens?
My reference is the Sinohawk Holdings LLC, and Oneida Holdings LLC owned 50% of that.
Right. And Oneida Holdings was the 50% that was on the American side of that Sinohawk deal, right?
It was the 50% that was the Biden side of it. Some of the, you know, James Giller, you're, is not an American, so.
Sorry, fair enough. And it was a joint partnership memorialized in an incorporating document, correct? And it had equal shares divided among five partners. Is that right?
Well, I can't. Well, are you asking me about what you're holding up? Because
was it an equal? Were there equal 20% shares among five partners?
In what?
Oneida Holdings.
In the final signed documents?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
It is?
Not complicated.
Well, it is because
All right, you're just filibustering now. The answer is, you're filibustering, I get it, that there were five partners, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Rob Walker, James Gilliar, and you. Each.
So this is Goldman's way of trying to, you know, trying to remove the big guy getting 10%. This is what it is. This is what he's trying to do. But the big guy probably got 10% before everybody else got anything. You know, that's how that works. Get the big guy, get 10%, and then they divvy up the rest of it. Now, I'm going to have to skip through for the sake of time here, and hopefully I don't skip over it. Because there's one part where it gets pretty explosive.
That you had those two meetings with Joe Biden, right?
It was, but prior to that, I had numerous discussions with Hunter. I had lawyers working through the documents.
Can I please reclaim my time, sir? As I said, we have to move quickly here. Unfortunately, in your testimony earlier today, one of my colleagues asked you about that meeting at the bar, 45 minutes to 60 minutes. And you were also asked about that in your transcribed interview. And in neither of your answers did you mention any discussion that you had at that meeting with Joe Biden about the Chinese business venture. Yet, in grandiose terms here today, you have declared that Joe Biden was involved and that you have mountains of irrefutable evidence to support it. So let's look at the mountains of irrefutable evidence. You provided the committee with a screenshot of a text message that is between James Gilliar and you, dated May 11th, 2017. You see this? I don't know if you can see it. If you can't see, it's just you and James Gilliar, though, right? You remember this text message, I'm sure.
Generally, yes.
All right. And in it, Gilliar writes, "Man, you are right. Let's get the company set up, then tell H and family the high stakes and get Joe involved." And 2 days later, Mr. Gilliar sent an email to you, CCing Rob Walker and Hunter Biden, in which he suggested a division of the company and included a proposal of, quote, 10% held by H for the big guy, question mark. You remember that, right?
The infamous email with the big guy? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Did anyone ever respond to that email?
Yes, they did numerous times.
Sorry.
Hunter Biden himself did.
Excuse me. You're right.
Well, no, I think that's important because Hunter Biden has claimed that he didn't respond to it, and he responded to it.
You're just
going to
filibuster. I reclaim my time that's running out.
He's not filibustering. He's actually telling the truth. And he go, okay, you're right. You're right. You got me on that one. Like he wants to move on. Now you're filibustering. Stop talking. Watch this.
But I will say, no one responded to the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because
then,
they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time. Mr. Chairman, please control the witness. I would like to say,
Did y'all see Comer? You know, I had to take that little clip right there and put it on X. I have to play it again. Watch, because he's like, teacher, make him stop. That's how he's acting, like a child. He's catching him in lie after lie, and then he gets upset. And then he says, "Comer, can you check your witness? Watch and look and look and watch how he watch the expression on his face. This is money. Watch
to the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because
then,
they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman. Please control the witness. I would like to get a little extra time, Mr. Chairman, because I want to read what Mr. Gilliar said to the Wall Street Journal." Quote, "I would like to clear up any speculation that former vice president was involved with the 2017 discussions about our potential business structure. I am unaware of any involvement at any time of the former vice president. The activity in question never delivered and project revenue. 9 days later, the agreement without Joe Biden was signed. You and James Gilliar wanted Joe Biden involved, and that is why Hunter Biden dumped you and did the business on his own.
That's a blatant lie, Mr. Goldman. You know better.
Really? Really? So when Joe Biden showed up for 45 minutes having a discussion with him, what is that about?
Right? Flew.
Really? And it
to
was,
him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, there was multiple. And it, you know what? It wasn't one time that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's criminal activity. It was multiple times. And that all that information came out in this hearing multiple times. Not that we didn't know it already. It's the fact that the Democrats will do everything they can. Like I'm constantly saying it, demons will protect demons. That's what we're seeing here. And the reason why I say demons protect demons, because we are seeing a spiritual battle. And the spiritual battle is getting heated up more than ever. The spiritual battle has poured into this realm more than people even realize it. The demons have control over the Democrat Party. Now, look, I'm not saying that all Republicans are angels and peachy, because we're all men. We're all flawed. But you have the Democrat Party that's embracing lying to everybody, embracing putting children on puberty blockers, embracing the illegals coming into the country, killing Americans. They're embracing everything that you would call evil, everything that is considered evil. The Democrats are embracing it. That's why I say demons protect demons. You can't tell me there's not a single thing that is demonic in this world that the Democrats don't support. Name one. I challenge you. Leave it in the comment. I challenge you. Name one thing that is demonic that the Democrats do not support. Everything from lying to killing the most innocent of us all in the womb. Name something. I challenge you. All right, everybody. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next. Stay tuned. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America first company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGAREALTOR.com. MAGAREALTOR.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cars and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.